Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Monday of the 29th week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Kathy Flynn. Sister Kathy is a member of the Sinsinawa Dominican Sisters, living and working in Racine, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled, Stuff or Treasure?
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me. He replied to him, Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator? Then he said to the crowd, Take care to guard against all greed, for though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions. Then he told them this parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, What am I going to do? I don't have enough space to store my harvest. Then he said, Well, this is what I'll do. I'll tear down my barns and I'll build bigger ones. Then I shall store all my grain and other goods. And I can say to myself, Now, as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, be merry. But God said to him, You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong? Thus will it be for the one who stores up treasure for himself, but is not rich in what matters to God. One of my Dominican sisters and I ministered together about an hour away from where we lived in Madison. During our drives to and from work, we noticed how many storage spaces we passed and how many signs and billboards advertised offers of storage space. There were complexes of storage spaces to hold our treasures. I started noticing this phenomenon on drives elsewhere, everywhere. We have made concrete jungles on the breast of our loving Mother Earth so that we can store more stuff. Would that we would build housing for those in need as quickly and efficiently as we build more and more storage for our goods. For our insatiable desire for more things, for things that will never fill our restless hearts. In ministering with and to our elders, I am struck daily by the simplicity of their lives, and as time goes by how much extraneous things they strip away to make room for real treasure. One Racine sister, who had just received a terminal cancer diagnosis, had a sign on her bedroom door, No visitors, please. I am spending time with my beloved. The simpler we become, the more room there is in our lives for that which really matters, our relationship with the holy, time with God. Music, art, books, they all can add beauty to our lives, and beauty is of God. When the thing of beauty becomes more important than our relationship with the creator of that beauty, we must take pause and reflect. Is our treasure something tangible that we have a difficult time surrendering? Or is our treasure that which fills our hearts, our soul spaces, our every need? Let's focus on that.